I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Open Doors says terrorists and armed gangs are specifically targeting Iraqi Christians. That's resulted in a mass exodus of the Christian population from the country. Open Doors' Carl Moeller says what remains is a dedicated remnant.
One of our co-workers there has told us that the violence is incredible. People are dying, and yet our co-workers continue to risk their lives by going out in cars full of Bibles and Christian literature to Christian communities and delivering material resources to strengthen the church.
As 2007 dawns, little has changed. Christians have little protection or respect, and risk for evangelism is huge. Mueller urges prayer. Meanwhile, Bibles for the World has sent Bibles to homes in over 100 countries. However, something incredible has happened in India that will allow them to expand their outreach. Bibles for the World's co-founder, Moy Padidi, says the news magazine India Today has given them some good news.
The publisher and owner of the magazine responded by saying that we have a database of 1.2 million addresses, which we do not provide to anybody else, but we will provide it to you for your mailing of your New Testament.
And although it's a long way off, much planning is underway for a special mission trip to Brazil. Evangelist Sammy Tippett will be leading a series of events in Salvador this October. Partnered with the Baptist Brazilian Convention, the team will be ministering in numerous churches, holding mini-conferences, and doing home and school visitation. The highlight is the two-day citywide evangelistic outreach at the end of the trip. Please pray for great evangelistic harvest and revival. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power that will allow you to pray more effectively, especially for persecuted believers. That's Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.